Transfer of Abu Ghraib prison to Iraqis starts new era of torture. 2nd of September 2006, Reverend Zimfron News. Baghdad, Iraq. United States military transferred control of the notorious Abu Ghraib prison to Iraqis on Saturday, marking the next transmission in phasing out American presence in the country. Quote, "We firmly believe Iraqis are fully capable of torturing their citizens properly on their own," unquote, announced Lieutenant Colonel Keir Kevin Curry during the transfer ceremony. Quote, "Despite sectarian differences, the Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds all really got together on this one. Everyone loves a little torturing," unquote, he added. Iraqi prison officials are confident that they have all the necessary torturing skills. Quote, "Under Saddam's rule, our main technique was testicle electrocution," unquote, explained government spokesman Ali al-Dabah. Quote, "But the Americans taught us a large variety of other methods in the past few years," unquote. Guards were trained in a rigorous program designed by the Army Military Police, guided by a star torturer, Lindy England. The training was thoroughly documented with photographs for future reference. Abu Ghraib was cleaned and restocked before the takeover and now contains a fresh arsenal of torture tools. On a tour of the facility, reporters were shown shiny new whips, electrodes, and waterboards. The facility even has a new electric chair powered by a gasoline generator so that it can work even during Baghdad's frequent blackouts. An array of vicious guard dogs was also paraded in front of spectators. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki attended the ceremony and said in his speech that the monumental moment in history marked the start of, quote, "a new era of torture," unquote, in Iraq. He promised that Abu Ghraib would maintain its status as the preeminent torture facility in the world. Joining via video phone, President Bush praised Iraqis for the transfer, saying this was a significant step in withdrawing American influence and promoting democracy. Quote, "Banning gay marriage will be the next step," unquote, he added. At the official moment of transfer, Major General Jack Gardner, commander of Task Force 134, pressed a buzzer that ceremonially administers a mild 0.012 milliampere electrical shock to all of the prison's inmates. Iraqi General Hassan al-Barakwa then pressed a second button, which delivered a higher 1.75 ampere shock, symbolizing the increased power of the Iraqi prison systems. An inmate, wanting to maintain anonymity, later commented that he could, quote, "really feel, both figuratively and literally, that changes are coming," unquote. He subsequently received an additional shock of 100 amperes as punishment for talking to the media. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.